Okay, so in some, just to kind of mop up a couple of things that we talked about previously, with Fast and Furious 9, where would you say their target audience is mostly based country-wise?
US, I want to say.
Yes, America, but how do you. How, I mean, was it just a lucky guess? But how do I know that? Think about who has actually made the film.
I mean, they do. I'm not sure how to put it, really.
What was this, sorry?
Not sure how to put it. Yeah, I was not sure.
So the production company behind the Fast and Furious franchise, I think from like day one, do you know who they are?
The company that,
Distribute the. Whenever you see a trailer, their logo is literally on the front.
want to say Sony, but I don't know if that's right. Or is it?
No, I don't think it's Sony.
I want to say Paramount, but I don't think it's that either.
It's not Paramount.
I know it, but I don't know at the same time.
I think Fast and Furious is under Universal. Yes. So they've got the globe icon. They've got the globe logo right at the start. So obviously, like the film is for an American audience because it's made in America. So do you think that your demographic, will just be American audiences, or do you think it will be audiences outside of the continent as well?
Yeah.
Okay, what factors in the film's franchise make that so?
Where they film some scenes. Some scenes can be shot in London.
Okay, can you give me a particular example of how. They make that appropriate as opposed to, just kind of setting up in a studio and pretending it's London. So, do they film on location? Do they have like a diverse range of actors? Of different nationalities, or are they just American, just kind of doing it on the cheap?
I guess location really, they get anyone.
So would you say that the locations are a really attractive, point within the franchise's success?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay, why do you say that? You could say, Sam, shut up. That's what you're talking about. It's nonsense. So why would you back me up?
Back you up.
Yeah, why would you back me up? So why would you agree with me?
Twat. Set up.
No, I mean, why would you agree with my point of the different locations in the franchise are a really attractive element for the film? So, I've got Tokyo, Dubai, Blimmin.
I guess it's just,
Cuba.
I think it's just, maybe because of the film, because of the characters. That's he's from Tokyo. Points in the film, they have to go to a certain area to do a certain something.
Actors and the actresses in the film. What types of diversity do you have, and nationalities and different races?
Obviously, you've got people from Tokyo, you've got...
Okay.
Well...
I'm just picking, that's fine. Sure.
There are some British actors, yeah?
British actors, you know, tell me who you've got, who nationalities are there?
What, in the film?
Yeah.
I want to say African, but I'm not sure.
One could be African American, yeah.
I think he is.
Sorry?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I think there's at least two African American main crew.
Yeah.
Who else do you have as opposed to America? Now you've got to be careful because I'm from Slash, is obviously people from India, Pakistan, the community. So are there any, you know, Pakistani people in Fast and Furious, or are you thinking the continent? Okay. What I'm trying to get at here is, this is a film franchise exclusive to just white audiences, minority.
Minority, like a wide range of places.
Why is that? We've just talked about, obviously, the different characters in the film. They would be somewhat important to the audience.
Because of, like, maybe the film, mainly based, as you could say.
Just decided 100% connect the dots with that one. So think about people watching the film. You know, think about the same audience of the actors. So you've got African Americans, you got Hispanics. You are watching the franchise. If the franchise's lead actors, what do you think would happen in terms of the target audience, or do you think it would?
That's
a... Sorry. So the target audience would reduce if the cast were different.
So.
Why do you think that's the case?
I'm not sure where it is, honest. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, mine to the kind of like graphics design. So to, yeah, for, talk to me on graphics design. I think I'm looking for four of it goes into creating a logo, for instance.
The font used?
The type of font used, yeah. Example of how the font type can change.
Right.
It does depend on the genre. Would you be able to get
horror?
Okay. So what the would it be for a? Can you describe the font for me?
I don't know how to describe the font, but I can, like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but...
Draw it out for me. I've always gone over this pen. Oh, write out your name in the font.
Like, I've kind of...